You're listening to I Love Old Time Radio with your host, Virtual Vinny.
It's a new week here on I Love Old Time Radio. Welcome, old time radio fans. I'm your host, Virtual Vinny. You can interact with us via social media on our Facebook page at I Love Old Time Radio or on Twitter at I Love OT Radio. You can send feedback via the contact form on our website at iloveoldtimeradio.com, or you can leave a voice message using the Anchor.fm app. If you enjoyed this program, please take the time to rate and review us at review.iloveoldtimeradio.com.
Don't touch that dial. There's excitement galore coming up in the next hour when you'll hear Mildred, the mask mother, say to her son,
"And who do you think was dressed up as the grandmother?"
Goldilocks?
No.
Not the wolf?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
During another exciting episode of Chicken Man.
He's everywhere!
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
I Love Old Time Radio produces a new show every Monday through Friday, each day with a different theme. Monday's Crime Does Not Pay on the Shadow. This episode originally aired on December 1st, 1940, and it's called The Curse of Shiva.
The Shadow, mysterious character who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. As the Shadow, Cranston is gifted with hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so that they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs. Today's story, The Curse of Shiva.
Good evening, Mr. Simmons.
Good evening, Watson. Mrs. Simmons at home?
Yes, she is, sir. She's in...
What in places was that?
That was one of the guests, sir.
One of the guests?
Yes, Omar, sir.
Omar?
Omar the Mystic, sir.
Oh, I see. Well, yes. With Omar the Mystic?
Yes.
Well, sir. Now, just what goes on in there with Omar the Mystic?
I believe, sir, it is called a seance.
A seance?
Yes, sir.
In my library? Well, I'll put a stop to it. Who else is in there?
Mr. Loring and Mr. Reynolds, sir.
Well, now, that's fine. Of all the tomfoolery I've ever heard of.
And now we will prepare to contact the spirits of those...
Ruth, what's going on here, dear?
Oh, John, we've been waiting for you.
Oh, good evening, John.
Good evening, John.
Well, what are you doing? What's this all about?
Shh, you break the spell.
Yes, and I'll break my neck if you don't put some lights on in here.
Quiet, please. We are about to proceed.
Who is that?
Oh, you don't know Omar, do you? This is my husband, Mr. Simmons, Omar.
I am pleased and delighted to meet you, Sahib.
And now, John, we're about to enter into communication with the spirit world. Well, I would expect this from Ruth, but you, Paul. Say, are you serious?
Well, of course, John.
Well, of all the... Do you believe in this thing too, Bill?
Well, I'm very interested.
Well, I'm surprised at all of you.
Please, John, you may proceed, Omar.
Thank you, Mem Sahib.
Well, why does he have to make so much noise?
I am about to make contact with the god, Sahib.
Oh, I see. Did you have any particular one in mind?
I had. Do you see this statue before me on the table?
Why, certainly. It's big enough.
That is the great god, Shiva. You will notice that he is blessed with seven hands.
Oh, now, this is too much, Ruth. This turpin faker and his seven-handed playmate.
Stop! Maybe. You have defiled the honor of Shiva. He is communicating with me now. Quiet, please. he says.
Oh.
Wait. He says that there are dire things in store for the Simmons family. Yes. Siva is greatly offended. Siva promises. Siva promises death.
Oh, it's bunk. Pure, unadulterated bunk. You, Mr. Omar, your tin symbols and your seven-handed friend can all get out of my library. Now, I have some work to do.
Oh, John, how can you be so rude?
Well, now, you'll please do as I ask
John.
You.
I am leaving, Mrs. Simmons. But before I depart, one word to your husband.
Oh, yes? Well, what is it, my servant friend?
I must warn you, Sahib. You have angered the great god Siva. Death must follow.
Just about time for bed. Oh, that you, Bill? Hey, who put out those lights? Huh? Well, come on, I'll stop playing games. Turn on the lights and we'll...
Hey, guys, let go! Let go of me! Help! Help! Oh!
John! John, what's happened?
John, you've got to... Wait a minute, Paul.
No use. He's dead.
Oh, no.
Look.
No.
Look there on the floor beside him.
The statue of Siva. His head was battered in by its weight.
The statue of Siva.
Yes, Ruth.
The promise. The promise of death was kept.
May we come in, Commissioner?
Oh, hello, Cranston. Miss Lane.
Hello.
What do you two want?
Well, that's an interesting point. You see, Commissioner, we were sitting around having dinner, and I said to Margot, what are you doing? And she said...
Nothing. What are you doing? And Lamont said...
Nothing, and there you are.
And there I am. So you came down here to bother me.
Oh, now, Commissioner, is that nice? We just thought that...
That I'd be doing nothing?
Yes, Commissioner, that's right. That's... But we thought that you'd be doing nothing.
Oh, you did, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you were wrong. I'm very busy, and I'm leaving headquarters right now.
Somebody passed through a red light, old boy?
Did somebody pass
through? Well, maybe somebody broke a window.
No, my facetious friends. Somebody was murdered.
Oh, gosh.
Well, we did get here just in time. Who was it?
John Simmons, a broker.
When did it happen?
A few minutes ago. Listen, you're wasting my time. Buy a paper in the morning. You read all about it.
Oh, that won't be necessary.
What do you mean?
We're coming with you.
And then, Commissioner, Omar predicted that Siva would seek vengeance for the wrong that was done him.
And this same statue was the murderer's weapon, Mrs. Simmons?
Yes.
You, sir, what's your name?
Paul Loring. I'm Mrs. Simmons' nephew.
And you?
I'm Bill Reynolds, Commissioner. Mr. Simmons was a very dear friend of mine.
Oh. You both agree with the story that Mrs. Simmons has just told me?
Yes, of course.
We do. May I say something, Commissioner?
What is it, Cranston?
Well, this Omar chap sounds like a pretty fascinating character, Commissioner. Wouldn't it be wonderful if Omar could name the person who assisted Siva in taking his revenge?
Well, that sounds like a wonderful idea, Lamont.
Now, wait a minute, both of you.
I agree with Mr. Cranston, Commissioner.
But Mrs. Simmons,
Omar could do it. I know he could. He could hold a seance, communicate with my husband, and then John could name the one who killed him.
Listen, lady. There's a police department in this city. I am the head of that department, and we don't trap our criminals with a Ouija board.
But this thing might be a simple way to solve the whole case.
Cranston,
now, please, Commissioner, won't you just try it? Oh, I'm sure that Omar can help us.
Okay, where does this Omar live?
I'll show you.
Well, suppose we all get going.
Oh, just a minute. You're not in on this party, Cranston.
Oh, but no, Commissioner...
Miss Lane either. I'm going to be made a fool of. You're not going to be there to see it.
Oh, but Commissioner,
Sorry, those are orders. Now, come along, all of you. Tell you the truth, Mrs. Simmons, I've never been to a seance.
Lamont, what do we do?
Well, I've got a hunch there'll be an uninvited guest at that seance.
The late Mr. Simmons?
No. The shadow.
We will proceed with the seance. You will all sit in a circle.
Now, wait a minute. What's this circle business?
Please, I must have silence, Commissioner.
Huh?
Now, someone will put out the light. You shall all join hands, please. The hands must remain joined. The chain must not be broken. We are thinking, many minds as one mind. Our thoughts are traveling to the world that is beyond the world. We are seeking contact in this world. Contact with one that has newly arrived. We are sending our wishes that he will return to us in spirit and speak to us. Now, the contact has been made. The spirit of he who was once among us, the spirit of John Simmons, will speak to us again. Speak. Speak, John Simmons. Speak, John Simmons.
John, that's not his voice.
No, you're quite right. This voice belongs to the Shadow.
Shadow, what are you doing here?
Sorry to interrupt your little party, Commissioner West.
Turn on the light, someone. Turn it on.
That would be a wasted effort, as the Commissioner will tell you. Even if the lights were on, I would be quite invisible. By my hypnotic powers, I've clouded your mind so that you may not see me.
That's right.
Why did you come here?
To tell you that Mr. Simmons will not appear tonight.
You lie.
No, Omar. I had the foresight to cut the cable that leads from the amplifying system to the loudspeaker that is under your chair.
Shadow, you mean this whole business is a fake?
That's rather a harsh way of stating it, but true.
Well, of all the...
One moment, Commissioner. Before you sneak out the door, Omar, you are going to answer a few questions.
What questions?
How did you know that Mr. Simmons was going to die tonight?
The great god Siva revealed it to me.
That's a lie.
No,
your
no.
Your source of information was human. Someone requested that you plant your threat, didn't they?
Please. I don't know what you're saying.
Answer me. You must reveal what you know.
Very well. I will tell you. I will tell you all that I know. But you must protect me. You must save me from meeting the fate that befell John Simmons. You must save me from meeting death at the hands of...
Put on those lights. Look, he's been shot through the head.
That revolver on the table is still smoking.
That gun.
What about it?
It belonged to my husband. Siva is at work again.
It wasn't Siva this time, Ruth. That gun was fired by someone in this room.
Oh, but who, Paul? Who?
What about the Shadow? Where is he?
Yes, where's the Shadow?
Shadow, you still here?
He's gone. Well, that's your murderer, Commissioner.
And listen, right now, I don't care who the murderer is.
What do you mean?
All I can see is a blazing headline. Police commissioner at seance where Mystic is killed. I don't mind confessing to you, Lamont. I'm completely baffled.
Well, how about the murderer's gun? Were there any fingerprints on it?
Not a sign of one.
Well, then it couldn't have been the great god Siva.
What do you mean?
Well, surely with seven hands, he'd be bound to leave at least one fingerprint.
Well, I'd rather not hear any more talk about the great god Siva. Did you see the newspapers?
You mean the headlines?
Yeah. They're calling me Seven Hands Weston. That's fine stuff for the department.
Well, you would go running around to seances.
Listen, who was the one who insisted that I attend that clam bake? You, my friend. You told me it'd solve the whole case.
Well, I can be wrong, you know, Commissioner.
Yeah, and I can be wrong for even talking to you. Now clear out, will you, both of you? I've got work to do here.
You mean you don't want us to help you?
Yeah. You can help me by getting out.
Well, you'll be sorry. Come on, Margo.
Okay.
We'd still like to give you a hand, Commissioner.
No, but he doesn't need one, Lamont.
No?
Of course not. He's got seven of them now.
Get out!
Well, what to do now, Lamont?
I think a visit to the Simmons household might be in order.
May I come along?
No, I'm afraid not, Margot. This will be a private visit for the Shadow.
Oh.
I do know how you feel, Ruth. I wish I could do something to help.
Oh, why don't you stop that talk, Bill?
Oh, poor, what are you saying?
All day long I've heard nothing, but I do know how you feel, Ruth, and I do wish I could help Ruth.
Oh, Bill has been very sweet to me, Paul.
I know how sweet he's been to you. You think I'm blind?
What do you mean?
Now, listen, Bill, you may have fooled John Simmons, but you're not fooling me. You're crazy about Ruth.
Oh, Paul.
Always have been crazy about her. Now that John is out of the way, there's nothing to stand between you.
Just a minute. Are you implying that I killed John Simmons?
Well?
Are you... you saying that I murdered my best friend just to get his wife?
If the shoe fits, Bill.
No, you... please. Please, both.
I'm not going to stand for that kind of talk, Ruth.
Oh, no?
No, you lying
just
little...
Just a minute, gentlemen.
The Shadow.
Ah, I see. You remember me, Mrs. Simmons.
What are you doing here? What do you want?
Well, I came here to clear up a misunderstanding. The accusation that I killed your friend Omar...
You must have done it. You were the only one.
No. Don't forget that there are three of you. Any one of whom could have committed both the murders.
That's not true.
I must confess, Mrs. Simmons, that I've been eavesdropping on your little conversation here, and it was most revealing.
Oh, see here, if you're going to believe what Paul just said about me...
I'm not believing anything. Yet. First, I must ask some questions. We'll begin with you, Mr. Reynolds.
Well?
Is it true that you are in love with Mrs. Simmons? Is it?
Yes.
Bill, why did you...
Why not admit it, Ruth? Bound to come out sometime. I'm not at all ashamed to say that I love you.
And the inheritance from Mr. Simmons' estate. An inheritance that will go to his wife. Does that make her any less attractive in your eyes?
No. No, it doesn't. That's not my reason for loving
her. There, you see...
Just a minute, Mr. Loring. You said that John Simmons was your best friend, Mr. Reynolds. Was he still your best friend before he died?
Well,
Of course he wasn't. They'd had a quarrel. Ruth will tell you that.
Oh.
Is this true, Mrs. Simmons?
Well, perhaps it is. Oh, but Bill didn't kill him. I know he didn't.
How do you know?
Why, I just feel it, that's all.
That's not a complete answer, Mrs. Simmons. You know more than you're willing to tell.
Oh, no. No, I...
When the second seance started, the one at which Omar was killed, the mystic instructed all of you to join hands. Isn't that right?
Yes.
One of you broke that chain when the shot was fired. Now, which one of you did it?
Not I.
I didn't.
Oh, no, I didn't do it.
One of you is lying, and I'm warning you. I shall be watching all of you constantly until I find out who it is. That guilty one will then answer to the Shadow.
Well, what did you learn, Lamont?
Not very much. At this point, I would say that any one of the three could have done it.
Even Simmons' wife?
Yes, even his wife.
Well, perhaps it was all three of them.
Wait, Margot.
What?
Wait, I think I have it. I think I've come up with something.
Well, what?
Margot, this could be the key to the whole mystery.
Well, tell me.
I'll take it. Hello?
Lamont, this is Weston speaking.
Oh, yes, Commissioner.
Seva struck again.
What? Who was the victim?
Woman's nephew, Paul Loring. Was attacked with the same statue that killed Simmons.
Is he dead?
I don't know. Look, Cranston, I don't know why I'm doing this, but I think you might be some help to me. Meet me out at the Simmons' home at once.
The police commissioner is right in there, sir.
Oh, thank you. Come along, Margot. Well, good evening, Commissioner.
Come in, Cranston.
Thank you. Loring, you're alive.
Yes. Yes, I'm alive.
He was just stunned by the blow. He's got a bump on the head, that's all. Go ahead with your story, Loring.
Well, as I told you, I was seated at Simmons' desk. The lights went out. Then someone seized me. We struggled, and then... I was struck on the head, that statue.
Reynolds, where were you and Mrs. Simmons?
Well, we were upstairs. We heard Paul call for help and rush down.
Did you see anyone leave the room?
No, we didn't.
Commissioner?
Yes, Cranston?
May I make a suggestion?
Oh, same old story. Not another seance.
Yes, only I'll conduct it this time, Commissioner.
You?
Yes, I do have a knowledge of those things.
Now listen... There'll be no more seances, even if Seva himself were conducting it.
But, Commissioner, what have you got to lose?
Yeah, what have I got to lose? Just my job, that's all.
Commissioner, that last gathering, the one that Omar conducted, proved that the murderer was human and present in Omar's apartment.
So?
At another seance, the murderer would be present again.
Oh, why do I listen to you?
But you are listening, Commissioner. Will you give me a chance?
All right.
Good boy.
I'll bring Mrs. Simmons, Loring, and Reynolds to your apartment in an hour. Let me warn you. If any word of this thing leaks out to the newspapers, believe me, Cranston, in front of witnesses, I'll skin you alive.
Well, Now that we're all gathered here, I'd just like to say that I'm merely an amateur at this psychic business, and I promise no definite results. I will, however, follow the usual seance procedure.
I've arranged the seats in a circle, Lamont.
Oh, thank you, Margot. Now, will you all please occupy the same seats that you used at Omar's seance?
Well, I was sitting on this side.
That's fine. All right. Thank you very much. Now, Margot, would you please put out the light?
Yes, surely. There you are.
In this circle, as in the circle before, hands will be joined as hands were joined before. The chain must not be broken. Thought must concentrate with thought, mind with mind, until all thoughts and minds are one. Through space, through the infinite, through the many outer worlds we journey together, hands linked, minds linked, in search of one who can tell us much. Omar, do you feel this wave of thought that is reaching you? Omar, speak to us. Speak, Omar.
Oh, look, slowly emerging into life. It's Omar. The face of Omar.
Silence, please. Speak to us, Omar. Reveal to us all that you know.
I have been awaiting your call. I could not rest until the summons reached me. I must tell all that I know. One of you gathered here was my friend. I trusted you, friend. Believed in you. But you failed me. Betrayed that trust. You are my murderer. Why did you do it? Why? Did I not swear to keep our plan secret? Did I not fulfill my part of the bargain?
No.
I cannot rest. The great Siva will not let me rest until I reveal the name of the murderer. I must unmask him that all may know of his treachery.
Oh, please stop him.
I cannot stop now. I must reveal the name. I must bring this into the open. Paul Loring.
No, this is a trick.
This is no trick. I followed your instructions, Paul Loring. I helped you to do away with John Simmons. I defiled myself by putting the blame for it on the great name of Siva. You killed him.
That's a lie.
You killed him and you killed me as well.
Shut up.
You are a double murderer.
Right, Margot, quickly.
Right.
Second time. You're dead.
Take
that
gun away from me,
Commissioner. Give me that revolver. Commissioner, there's your man. Mr. Paul Loring.
Paul. Oh, I can't believe it.
I did it. I killed John.
Why? Why?
Because of his money. His money.
How could you get the money? It all went to his wife.
Well, his wife is also my aunt. I knew that when the estate passed into her hands, I could control both her and the money.
Why did you kill Omar?
He knew too much.
And I suppose the blow on the head that you received in the library was self-inflicted?
Yes. No more questions. Please.
All right. Better come along with me, Loring. You too, Mrs. Simmons.
I'll go with you, Ruth.
Thank you, Bill.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the seance, Commissioner.
Well, it was all right, Cranston. I didn't really need it. I was wise to this bird all along. Come on, everybody. Good night, Commissioner.
Well, Lamont, that was an excellent job.
Thank you, Margot.
But you know, I do wish you'd explain a couple of things to me.
Oh, what's that?
Well, first, I could have sworn that was Omar himself. How did you manage that?
That was a death mask of his face. Oh. And as for the voice, well, I indulged in a bit of mimicry. I felt sure that it would unnerve the killer and he'd give himself away.
But how did you know that Loring was the killer?
Oh, it was simple. The good old process of elimination. There were three suspects, each of whom swore that he never let go of the hand of the other during the seance, when Omar was killed.
And yet you knew someone had broken the chain in order to fire the gun.
Exactly. Consequently, the only reason why none could remember letting go of his neighbor's hand is that no one did, except Omar. Omar must have been holding the murderer's hand.
And you couldn't very well ask Omar.
No. Thus, the murderer of Omar must have been sitting right next to him.
Oh, but Omar had two hands.
Mm-hmm, I know, but it had to be Loring. You see, Commissioner Weston was sitting on Omar's other side.
Oh, I see. But there's one thing you overlooked, Omar.
What's that?
Good old Siva could have been holding hands with all of them.
Of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The Shadow knows.
Another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. In our last very exciting episode, the Winged Warrior in London on special assignment was asked to submit to a competency test by British security.
You say you're not afraid of anything.
I'm not afraid of anything, no.
But you admit there might be something you can't think of.
There isn't anything.
But there might be something so horrible you've hidden it in your subconscious.
All right, Miss Helfinger, maybe there is.
Then let the doctor give you this truth serum so they can find out.
I'm not taking the truth serum.
Why not?
Because I can't stand shots.
It's only a tiny needle.
Miss Helfinger, I don't want a shot, even with a tiny needle.
I give up. Inspector?
Winged Warrior, would you agree to a test without an injection? Anything but a shot. I will not take a shot.
Winged Warrior, would you submit to hypnosis?
Hypnosis?
Yes, I will put you to sleep and explore your subconscious.
Okay. But when I'm sleeping, if you give me a shot...
My word of honor, I will not.
Okay, I'll do it.
Very good.
Keep your eyes open, Miss Helfinger.
Right.
Okay, what do you want me to do?
Close your eyes.
All right.
And breathe normally. Relax.
Right.
You will go to sleep, Winged Warrior.
Okay.
Close your left eye.
Boy, if you sneak a shot into me...
Please, close the eyes. Go to sleep. Sleep, sleep. You are going to sleep.
Not if you keep talking to me, I'm not.
You are sleeping. And now, Winged Warrior, answer my questions. What is your name?
My name is Bruce.
The truth?
Dorothy.
Bruce is your cover name. Dorothy is your code name. What is your actual name?
My actual name is Benton Harbor.
Benton Harbor, what is a secret security phrase?
It's a secret, and I can't tell you.
It's all right. You can tell me.
The secret security phrase is, see the pretty blank flutter by.
Please fill in the blank.
I can't fill in the blank. I don't remember the blank.
It starts with butter.
Butter bread?
No.
Butter rolls, butter fingers, butter milk?
No, you can't eat or drink it.
Burn buttermilk.
Who spends time in a cocoon?
Cocoon people?
Smaller.
Baby cocoon people?
Butterfly.
Baby butterfly people.
Butterfly, that's it, that's the word.
Fine. Okay, let's go, Miss Helfinger. And I hope this proves once and for all that I'm as confident as the next person anytime.
Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
You're listening to I Love Old Time Radio with your host, Virtual Vinny.
Welcome back. The old mimic the dead medium so the killer will become unnerved and confess trick wasn't a very clever mystery. I figured it out once Paul was attacked, and I mean that in quotes. Paul was attacked and wasn't killed.
And that's going to conclude our show here on I Love Old Time Radio. This program can be heard on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Stitcher, Spotify, and on our host, Anchor.fm. You can listen to us on your Alexa device through TuneIn or iHeartRadio. For a full list, visit our website at iloveoldtimeradio.com and to find the best location that suits you. Like us on Facebook at I Love Old Time Radio. Follow us on Twitter at I Love OT Radio. Comments and questions can be directed to our website at iloveoldtimeradio.com or leave a voice message using the Anchor.fm app. If you'd like to help support this show, you can do so at support.iloveoldtimeradio.com or by joining our Vintage Radio Club and get an extra episode a week. Tomorrow we'll play a new episode of Our Miss Brooks, and join us back next Monday for some more with The Shadow. For iloveoldtimeradio.com, this is Virtual Vinny signing off.